Hey, this is Begonia, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
CFRC 101.9 FM is hosting its first annual radio-a-thon in support of our annual funding drive on Wednesday, November 27th. Starting at 8 a.m., we'll have 24 hours of live programming with your favorite Wednesday regulars and specialty programming from other hosts. Tune in to hear the fun, the chaos, and everything in between while we bunker down with the CFRC Ghost.
Help CFRC serve our community listeners, have your voice heard, and share your thoughts through our online listenership survey. Visit CFRC.ca, click on the link, and take the 3 to 4 minute survey. All participants can enter for a chance to win great prizes from Smoke's Poutinerie and Uber Eats. Your voice matters. Make it heard by taking the CFRC listenership survey today via CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
Hi, I'm Helena.
And we're Nice on the Band.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out cfrc.ca and iwacanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.
Hey, this is Stefan from PUP.
I'm Steve from PUP.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Oh yeah, they're right. Those fine folks from the band PUP, you are listening to CFRC 101.9. Station that rocks the nation. And then some.
All night long.
Oh, yes. And that's right. All night long. It's Radiothon Day today on CFRC.
24 hours of live broadcast from your favorite radio host.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All day, all night. It starts with us.
Yes.
Getting the ball rolling.
Yeah.
And it's going to continue until 8 a.m. tomorrow. So all day, all night. Keep it locked.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. Tune in.
Our hosts are great.
We are great.
Yeah.
We're super.
Might have to swing by here at like 2 a.m. and get some cocoa or something.
Oh yeah, cocoa. Yeah, that's what it's called. Here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Cacao. But yeah, lots of stuff going on at CFRC.
Yeah, it's an exciting week, really.
Yeah, yeah, we're right in the midst of the funding drive. My funding drive beard is going real well.
It's coming in, and if you have any suggestions for beard oil or beard moisturizer, anything like that for our friend, our Jeff the movie nerd, give us a call.
The weirdo with the beard.
Really, he really wants to take care of it, and I guess I want to take care of it too for him.
Thank you.
So we want to make sure he looks perfect.
I've pledged to not shave from the beginning of the funding drive till either the end or when we make our goal. So
yeah,
I'm just going to keep it going.
Yeah, and he's kind of doing a two-tone thing.
It's not
going
intentional.
On. It's not intentional, but it's kind of cool. I must admit, you're a ginger, right?
Used to be. When I had hair, but now I'm becoming a ginger again with a beard.
Yeah, so we can see the ginger coming through.
And a nice little white tuft under the chin. It's very Brendan Gleeson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever that is.
Very like portly, stoic Irishman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I dig it. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going with that. Head on over to CFRC.ca, find out how you can get involved. There's a lot of cool stuff going on with the funding drive. There's different ways to donate. You can donate one way if you want to get that sweet, sweet tax credit. Financial responsibility.
Ooh.
Or you can do the fun thing and donate through the raffle program, where every $5 you donate through that, You get entered in the weekly raffle, and there's prizes from many local sponsors, including Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
But not limited to. There's a lot of, like, again, over on the website is a list of all the sponsors, and so you could get some cool prizes.
Yeah.
So yeah, donate to your favorite station, and if they're not, or if they don't need the money, then donate to CFRC.
Well,
yeah.
Well. Yeah. What is happening on Saturday?
Saturday, we're doing our community events roundup. It's after 9. We're talking about what's going on in Kingston. There's only one thing that
you really should be concerned about. Only one thing that one event that you need to go to. What is that event?
Wrestling.
Yes.
It's the IWA Wrestling School of Rock.
The Independent Wrestling Academy presents Wrestling School of Rock.
Study hard,
fight harder.
Ooh,
that's going on.
I like it.
It's going to be good. This is this Saturday, November 30th at The Spire, otherwise known as Sydenham Street United Church.
Yeah.
It's going on in the upstairs hall where they assure us it's going to be structurally sound.
Yes.
For all the rip-roaring, throwing of people around.
And the stomping and the clapping.
Yeah, it's going to be real good. So I'm going to be there doing the broadcast commentary with Lauren. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. The tickets are $20 and the doors open at 5 p.m.
Absolutely.
Sharp.
It's family friendly. It's good for everyone. We went to the one show in June in the summer.
In the summertime we went and it was absolutely fantastic. We had a great time, didn't we?
It was off the wall. I loved it. Yeah. All the wrestlers come out. They've got all their personalities and their costumes.
Everybody's got their personalities. Everyone is 100, well, not even 100, 1,000% committed to that character.
Absolutely.
From the time they walk out from behind the curtains to the time that they leave, they're 1,000% committed to that character and making you believe and be part of the action.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. And it was the first time that I've ever went to anything like that.
Ditto.
First time for you.
Yeah.
And it was great. So please come. It, all of the proceeds help us out.
Yeah, it goes to the funding drive.
CFRC goes to the funding drive, and it's just a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. And, like, again, it's Saturday night at 5 o'clock. Like, what a great way to start your Saturday evening. You've got your buddies, and you want to go out on the town, go to dinner, go dancing, whatever.
You can do it all.
Start it off with a wrestling show.
You can do it all.
Yeah.
You can do it all. So come here.
It'll look great on your Instagram feed. All your buddies will be like, what is going on?
Yeah. What is this person doing? They have an amazing life.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yes. Make your friends jealous. I'm excited because a lot of the wrestlers from the summer one are going to be at this one that we saw.
Right.
Like KL Shock and The Kid and that woman who's a time traveler from parts unknown.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the big dog man. I forget his name.
Oh, yeah. That dog man was
the beagle
he
man.
Was great. And he was really great.
Then there's the guy who comes out and he like has this treasure chest that he whispers to and it talks to him and he's kind of off the wall and he's got long hair. I'm excited.
Yeah. Really lots of fun. Very family friendly.
And Geriatric, he's going to be wrestling.
Geriatric was something else. He flew through the air.
Yeah.
Did you see? I've got a great photo of him just flying through the air.
Get prepared to get some good photos this time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it's going to be a good time. So again, that's the Wrestling School of Rock put on by the Independent Wrestling Academy. That's going to be Saturday, November 30th. At the Spire, downtown Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
What a great Christmas present idea. It's like, come on, kid. We're going. Like, surprise your teenager. Bring him out.
Yeah, just come out. Absolutely. Maybe they might be inspired to be a wrestler, too.
Well, like, the youngest, like, the kid, the youngest guy, he's like 18, 19.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Just be inspired. Do something.
Totally.
Yeah. So I'm really excited for you and your commentary as well.
Yeah.
I want to know what you're going to wear. I know you're leaving it to the last minute. I'm stressed out. I'm like, what is he going to put on? I need to know.
I need a dinner jacket that's like leopard print or tiger print. I'm feeling animalistic with this one. Or maybe like orange paisley. Something that looks like it should be like upholstering a Chesterfield. I want to be draped.
Sequins jacket is leopard print somewhat.
Yeah.
But
I
don't know
too,
if it's going to fit you.
I don't want to like break it or anything with my girth. Rippling,
with your...
Yeah, exactly. I got an idea to float by you though. This will lead into our next break.
Yeah.
How do you feel about like gold shimmering robes? Like like that of Denzel Washington in Gladiator.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, maybe. I think maybe I could pull off a robe or three like he did.
Maybe. Ooh.
More on that one later, I guess.
Ooh, maybe.
Yeah. Next break, we'll review Gladiator 2.
Yes, we'll tell you all about that. And why we're obsessed with the robes now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to spoil it. I'm going to give away one major character who dies in the movie.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't care. I don't care anymore.
You don't care anymore?
What? No, it's going to be great.
I don't care.
It's gonna, I'm going to ruin your mornings.
Oh. We're just doing it. We don't care. Exactly. We just do what we want.
That's why you want to donate to CFRC, because we're here for you.
Yes.
We're here to get your Wednesday rip-roaring and ready to go. We're doing a very punk-heavy show today in honor of the wrestling show and Gladiator and just... We're fighting the November blahs.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. We got American Thanksgiving this weekend, so there's going to be some football. And we'll talk next break about the Mystery Science Theater 3000 Turkey Day Marathon. Other than that, we better get back to the tunes.
All right, let's do it.
All right, continuing along with our hard rockin' morning, there's a new one from Soft Tub. This one's called Trading Places. My name's The Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Shall we, Simone?
Let's do it.
What's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Yeah, well, you smell like broccoli.
I take you out all over town, but you always start sitting down. You never move. Baby, what's wrong with me when we go dancing? You're just there like a tree. Baby, come on and dance. You're holding me back. I gotta get out this feeling before I go mad. You gotta let me. The music's getting me now. You gotta come on and dance. Stop hanging around. I don't care if you twist or jive.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
You make like a tree and get out of here.
Yeah.
goodness. Getting all rip-raring and ready to go.
Ooh, ready to go.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about wrestling today.
Yeah, fighting.
We're playing our punk music playlist today.
Yeah.
That is Iggy and the Stooges with Search and Destroy. If that doesn't get you, like, driving too fast, you know, when you get listening to a good song on the commute.
Yeah, getting that foot a little heavy.
Yeah, keep an eye on the speedometer, people.
Be careful out there.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And we're just raging out on a Wednesday morning. It's Radiothon Day.
Yeah, all day, all long life.
24 hours on CFRC.
Woo.
Don't go nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. We also heard Glitter Party in that last set, a brand new one called Baby Bye Bye.
Baby Bye Bye.
Love Glitter Party. They're good.
I like that.
They're making waves right now.
Mm-hmm.
We had a classic from Cat Stevens with Come On and Dance.
Yeah.
It was back when he was still calling himself Cat.
Ooh.
Old school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cat. Cool Cat.
Also in there, we had, what was that, Passmort? You want to handle that one, Simone?
Let's see. Le Musée de la Marionnette.
Very nice. Excellent.
Does it sound kind of French?
Very convincing.
Is it convincing?
Got a lot of good Francophone music this week, too. I'm pretty excited. And we opened it up with Soft Tub, all one word if you're looking them up, and that was Trading Places.
Yeah, Trading Pieces.
Thank you.
Trading Pieces. That's why I'm here.
These are new glasses.
I'm here for you.
They're not working, my new glasses. Mercy me. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
This time of morning, we like to nerd out with y'all. Winter's coming upon us and spending a little more time indoors.
Indoors, getting cozy.
Yeah, you know, we're flexing our streaming services and our televisions and our video games and whatnot. So that's what we're here to talk to you in this segment.
Yeah, but are we talking about Gladiator?
Yes.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out and go to a theater.
Go see it.
What was your take on Gladiator 2?
Well, we saw that on Friday. It was neat sitting beside you because you reclined your seat like all the way back.
The whole way back.
All the way back.
I was watching you be like, what is she doing?
I'm sitting there, right? I'm like, I try, I'm like, nah. I need to be alert. I need to know if something happens, like somebody needs to be paying attention.
No, I needed to like wash over me.
So I would look over to you and you were like all the way back. like you were so comfortable.
Yeah.
Like you're in this like car seat, just so comfy. You look so comfy.
It's because we're so hard pressed for like a good Sword and Sandals epic. I just wanted it to wash over me.
It was washing completely over you. So it was very interesting to just kind of see you're just enjoying it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're just enjoying every moment. It was great.
It was great. So we saw Gladiator 2. It was Friday night at the Cineplex downtown Kingston. It was sold out. We got like the last two tickets that were together.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there was only a few single ones dotted around the theater.
Yeah, yeah.
So that surprised me. Pleasantly surprised me.
Right.
And also, it was Wicked was opening that night too. So the theater was just a buzz with energy.
It was nice. Yeah. Nice to see.
Very good to see. Lots of people. Lots of groups of teenagers. It was always good to see them get out. Like I grew up in that particular theater with my buddies when we were teenagers, so it's kind of nostalgic to see groups of dudes, you know, backwards baseball caps, talking about, whoa, who's the coolest part of Gladiator, man? Yeah. Sweet bro.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, bro, what was the coolest part of Gladiator 2 for you?
Okay, yeah, bro. So the great part about it was, like, the sharks, man. The sharks were cool.
Sharks were cool, of course,
you know, the Denzel, we've mentioned this before.
So, yeah, we got to talk about Denzel.
Denzel was just a whole thing. First of all, I thought he was just kind of, you know, supporting character in this, but I feel like he was more like a main, like a really main character. It really developed more like all about him.
The advertising was deceiving because he wasn't featured in many trailers. You thought maybe he was going to do the Oliver Reed role from the last one where he's sort of a supporting coachy type of character.
It's like, no
spoilers though,
no
but
spoiler alert.
He became, basically in my opinion,
he just grew, like he just took over.
Yeah, and he chewed the scenery. Like, I liked everyone that was in it. I thought they were all good.
They were all supporting him.
Yeah, really, like, he looked like he was having a great time.
Yes.
And his costumes
fantastic. The robe.
Every scene.
Yeah, the robe. It's like he's either picking it up or throwing it over his shoulder.
Yeah.
You know, or it's fluttering. You know what I mean?
Opulent.
In the wind. Yeah. And every scene, it's like a different robe.
And
like a different
rings.
Robe. All kinds of rings. You know, he kind of this flash of smile like that he would have here and there. Or these shifty little eyes, you know, kind of side looks, little shade. He's throwing a lot of shade.
He's making plans and he's being dastardly. I liked when him and the other senator were like getting like all winoed up and they're just yelling, "Oh, wine!"
Yeah,
I love that.
It's very interesting. Very, what is the word? Swarmy.
Yeah.
Kind of villain. Just, yeah. He had a lot of fun with this, I think.
And it made it fun for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess in summation on that, obviously it wasn't as good as the first one, but how do you top like the greatest movie ever made?
Yeah, you can't really top it. That was lightning in a bottle. This was just something different.
It was different. It was still good though. I would still recommend seeing it on the big screen.
How did you find Denzel's accent in this?
Fine.
You were fine with him being from Flint, Michigan.
I think so. Yeah. It was just like a normal American accent. I think people were worried he was going to play a little too much into like the street or whatever, but like I think he sounded fine.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to put on like a fake British accent or anything like that, which would have maybe been a little worse.
You think it would have been worse?
Maybe.
Like, he's done it before. Like, he does Shakespeare.
That's true. I think it just worked well for his character.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot about the accent. It was just more into, like, what he was doing in the story.
I found it distracting in the beginning. But then it's like you just kind of get into it.
Yeah.
So what is he going to do next? How is he going to,
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, if we want to nitpick, like, I don't know if they had trebuchets back then. I don't know if Greek flat fire napalm was a thing back then. You know, there's things they put in that was more Hollywoody.
Exactly.
You had
the monkeys.
The monkey fight was a little. At least that was over near the beginning.
And then you had the shark. You had Sharknado. Had Shark Week kind of dropped in the middle of the film.
Giant rhino.
The rhino was cool. The rhino was cool.
Yeah.
The rhino.
I don't
want to
give anything away. I will spoil one death though. Derek Jacobi dies in the movie. Spoiler alert. Give me that look. He was an elderly man who was in the first one as a senator, and they brought him back for this one for like no reason. He's barely in it. And then he dies very unceremoniously at the end. And I don't know if you heard me in the theater just going, Jacobi!
No.
He's a Canadian actor, is why I like
that
him.
One.
Yeah, well, everyone did, because again, they just brought him back, probably just fan service, I guess.
Okay.
For me.
For you.
Jacobi.
Just for you.
Other than that, check it out. It was a good movie.
Yeah, it was fun.
Awesome.
It was good.
We've got a few headlines in the pop culture sphere to get through before we get back to tunes. First and foremost, the final full trailer for Squid Game Season 2 popped up online on YouTube last night.
Yeah.
Just want to see you.
Did you watch the first one?
I loved it.
Did you love it?
I got sucked in.
Did you?
Yeah, just because it was so original and so different and so crazy.
Yeah.
This one, again, I'm liking that they've said that it's going to end after 3 seasons. There's going to be this season coming up.
And there's going to be no more.
And one more season and then no more. So there's an end game. It's not going to drag on. It's a full story in itself. So I like that.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited. It is coming out on Netflix on Boxing Day, which is perfect marketing for that.
Yeah. Just stay home and watch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited for that. So Squid Game Season 2 coming out December 26th.
All right.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Moana 2 is coming out pretty soon. It's getting pretty good reviews.
And this is the animated version?
The animated one. That's
right.
The live action's coming down the pipeline.
Live action's being made right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. There's set photos of The Rock dressed in the garb with the wig and the grass skirt. But speaking of The Rock, I guess there was...
You're welcome.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
The Rock made a statement because off air we were talking about how Wicked came out this past weekend and there was some criticism from people singing in the theater. Other people didn't like it.
Yeah, they didn't like it.
The Rock has come out and said that if you go see Moana 2 or the live action Moana, go ahead and sing. Quote.
Okay.
Especially if you love music, that's the fun part. Sing. You've paid your hard-earned money for a ticket and you've gone to a musical. You're into it.
Yeah.
Sing. End quote.
He's got a point. So. And he's got great tone, that guy.
He's got
really
that
great tone in his voice.
Yeah.
He's a great singer.
I'm going to rewatch Moana because this time of year I'm always watching stuff
You're
that
welcome.
Takes place in the tropics. Awesome. Other than that, we've got some birthdays and some not so birthdays, death days.
We'll
start with the bad news. Naked Gun and Airplane director Jim Abrams has passed away at the age of 80. One of the funniest filmmakers ever, really really honed in the slapstick comedy genre. And we can just look forward to the Naked Gun remake that Liam Neeson is starring in coming down the pipeline.
Liam Neeson?
He's going to play Leslie Nielsen's Frank Drebin. Yeah, very deadpan, very
of
serious.
Of all people.
I think it'll work.
Our family, we love watching Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it'll work in like a comedy as a hard-nosed?
Well, I guess if he's hard-nosed and is serious, then that's what he normally does.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's not too much of a departure for him.
Remind me of that.
So who's going to be the funny guy, the funny person?
I don't know.
That'll be interesting to see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Can he pull it off?
I think
he can. Yeah.
Awesome. We're in agreement.
Yes.
And before we get back to it, celebrity birthdays, because they are social betters and they deserve to be worshipped by us peasants.
Whose birthday?
Did I do that? It's Urkel.
Did I do that?
That was a good one. It was Urkel's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Jaleel White. How old is he?
48.
He's 48. He's looking great. Young.
Yeah, he got
looking
his career
great
started.
48.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Family Matters.
Yeah, I really did enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, classic stuff. Mm-hmm. Lashana Lynch turns 37 today. She's starring in the Jackal remake currently on Amazon.
Yeah, she's also currently with child.
Is she?
She is.
Congratulations.
Nice. Yeah, she's pushing one out.
Excellent. Yeah. Happy 68th birthday to accomplished character actor William Fichtner.
You might not know the name, but you'll know the face.
Oh, yeah. He's in like every Michael Bay movie. He was in The Dark Knight Rises.
He's always some kind of stressed out looking detective.
Comes
out on scene.
He knows what he wants for his career and he gets it.
Yeah, he gets it.
68. Yeah. And then before we get back to it, happy 39th birthday to Alison Pill, Canadian actress from Goon and Midnight in Paris. She's married to Jay Baruchel and she's just all around great.
Yeah, would you like to be that type of celebrity where nobody knows you per se by your name, but you know, you do all of the acting and get all the jobs that you want.
That would be great.
Because nobody's chasing you down.
Exactly.
You can still go to your cottage in the Muskokas and
you'll still get nerds like me coming up and be like, hey, can I get your autograph?
So cool. I love you in this. And
Scott Pilgrim versus the World. She was the grumpy drummer in that.
Oh, okay.
Good
there
flick.
You go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Happy 39th, Alison Pill.
Happy birthday.
Awesome. If it's your birthday or you have a birthday and you want us to shout it out, give us a ring.
Yeah. Give us a call. Somebody called us today.
Oh yeah. I better check the voicemail.
Yeah.
On that
call
one.
Back. Call back.
Excellent. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Mo.
It's 9:35. We're going to get back to it. We got a brand new track from a band called Lili. And this one is called... Let's spell it out.
Zvodzhi.
Zed with a little accent that looks like a soup bowl. Ivontnje.
Yeah, that.
By a band called Lili right here on CFRC. Let's go for it.
Život i nje, u tami gledaju očima proždiru svojim rukama. Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
I gamble on your love, baby, and got a losing hand. I gamble on your love, baby, yes, and got a losing hand. Your ways keep changing like the shifting desert sand. While I was playing fair, baby, you played a cheating game. While I was playing fair, baby, you played a cheating game. I know you didn't care, but I love you just the same. But you used me for your joker, 'cause I thought your deal was clean. Well, you did me pretty, baby, I declare I'll never understand. You did me pretty, baby, I declare I'll never understand. I gamble on your love, baby, hey, 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 got a losing hand.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Display. I look in the mirror and I wonder what you're running from. Let me be. Well, I don't want to wake up from this dream. Would leave. When I open my eyes, I wonder, will I ever be what you see? I never wanna catch you off. I never wanna catch you off. I don't wanna live this lie again. I nearly made it, what a drag. When you open your eyes, I wonder, will you ever see
One, two.
Okay, we have some word that there is some bad red rope licorice circulating in the crowd. Repeat, stay away from the red rope licorice. Do not bite any off shooting.
And I'm slipping under. And I'm slipping under.
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Cherry in the dark, couple of more boys on a mission to
got to wait for that, yeah, that drop.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. This is Slack Bridges with Delivery, the Jeeps remix.
I love it. I love it.
It's great walking around music.
It's great cleanup music.
Oh, yeah.
If you got some stuff to do at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to reorganize something, put some stuff away.
Check out our friend Slack Bridges.
Put up your Christmas tree.
I guess.
You could play Christmas music, but you could also play this too.
This is much better, I think.
Yeah.
We just heard from the Draculas with Fire. They liked my Instagram post.
They liked
the Draculas.
You are famous, Jeff.
Oh my goodness. Hailing from Jersey City, New Jersey, home of the Taylor Ham.
New Jersey?
Yeah, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
There you go.
Did I get it?
Yeah, exactly. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone down in Jersey City,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Weekend. Yeah, we forgot to mention the Mystery Science Theater 3000 Turkey Day Marathon that's starting up on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Starts at 5 a.m., runs for, I think, 24 hours.
And that's on YouTube?
It's on YouTube. Caravan of Stars. Mark Hamill's going to be on it. Other celebrities.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Check it out.
Yeah. Also in that set, who did we hear before the Dracula?
We had My World at Night by Street Sweeper.
Nice. Also in that set, brand new from Frankie and the Studs with Bimini.
Bimini?
Bimini.
Bimini?
I don't know. B-I-M-I-N-I.
Bimini?
Good stuff, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a music video of a
check
woman.
Check out, yeah, a very cool dress, just hanging out with a donut.
This makes me want to have a donut.
It does, actually.
Also in there, we had a classic from Ray Charles.
Losing Hand.
Thank you. And Lily with
Z-I-V-O-T-I-N-J-E.
It's new. It's French-Canadian. It's punk. It's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
It's fighting music today on Indie Wake Up Wednesday because we got the wrestling show coming up on Saturday night at the Spire.
Yeah.
If you want to come check that out, it's tons of fun.
Tickets tons of fun. $20 a ticket.
And they're limited. They're going to sell out, so you're going to want to get them quick. Get down there and start your Saturday night off.
Right.
With a bang, yeah. In summation, what else did we learn today? We learned that Denzel Washington needs to wear robes in everything else he's ever in.
Absolutely everything, so yeah.
Also, it's Radiothon Day today on CFRC.
All day, live, all day, all night long.
Oh, yeah. I believe we've got Mafuj waiting in the wings for Biggest River Delta, and there's going to be live DJs throughout.
Yeah, all original, all live, all lovely, so please check it out.
Love it
check
so much.
Check it out.
Other than that, we'll see you guys all at the wrestling show on Saturday.
Yeah, so come on down, come visit us, come say hi.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome. Well,
it's
we'll
good.
Catch you guys next week. We're going to play ourselves out with new stuff from Lamborghini Girls. This is another punky one. This is very punky. It's a little very, very raw.
Very punky.
It's called Love.
Called Love.
And if we have time, we'll close it off with Friends and the Way because it's got the greatest face-melting guitar solo in the world.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. See you guys next week.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Whoa. I think I just figured something out, Beavis.
What?
This sucks.
Yeah, it really sucks.
This sucks more than anything that has ever sucked before. We must find this butthole that took our TV.
Yeah.